All right, so if we're live, cool. If not, we'll just record. Yeah, we're live. We're live. So,
Yeah, we're good.
All right, sorry about that, Wyatt. That was a weird moment there, wasn't it?
No, that was, yeah, I was in the middle of some kind of monologue, and then you were like, oh, wait a minute, we're not live on Twitter, so.
Yeah, or Facebook or whatever, or Riverside.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's been a
way. There you go. Kentucky's hired Will Stein as its head coach. In case you've been under a rock,
yeah,
it's been a Kentucky fired Mark Stoops. In case you've been under a rock for even longer, so you know I've got some eggnog here. I'm celebrating. So, yeah, it's not milk, eggnog.
There we go. I'm not much of an eggnog fan, but I'm more.
Not
of a
bad. It
guy.
Doesn't go down too smooth. Yeah. That one doesn't. That's pretty bitter. Yeah, like pretty bitter swallow there.
Like it's been a wild weekend, and I didn't expect it to be this fast, and like I think I'm still processing it because what all was
didn't have any time to process the firing, did we? We had no time to process that. It just
not really.
That was quick. It was like that was what 24. It wasn't even 24 hours.
No,
was it?
No, I mean, and then today it was all day. It was, I think it's Will Stein. Will Stein's the number one candidate. Will Stein, don't forget about Mike Hartline. And then
Brian Hartline. Like,
or Brian, I told you I would keep calling him Mike. I don't know.
Imagine
I think
the
I
response
told you,
if we hired Mike Hartline.
But yeah, I'm telling you, man, I told somebody that today. Like, if we hired Brian Hartline, I would have called him Mike so much.
Dude, I would have too. It would have been pretty hard.
But yeah, like it's been a wild day, and I think it was what around like 2. Stephen Peak put something on their KS4,
something like that. Then we went on space,
and then it kind of went out a little bit. And then you know you have your people making up fake sources with your fake accounts,
yeah,
acting like they have the source, but it was Stephen.
Shout out Larry.
Yeah, Larry. That was. He gets wild on there. Like he doesn't just do some. He'll do like every recruit, every coach, and it's like he can't know
it's
everything.
Pretty funny though. It is pretty funny.
It's hilarious.
On my end, I mean, I'm not in your job, so like you know.
Yeah. No, it irritates people like me. And sometimes it does me, but anyway, like it's been a wild day, and it felt like we were playing the waiting game. I don't know about you, but. I mean, I was scared to leave my computer.
I thought it would be Tuesday. I don't know about you. When I went to sleep last night, I thought it would be Tuesday. But then I got up this morning, and then it comes out that we're interviewing this quickly. Then I think for everyone, you know, not just like the insider, I think for everyone, it became apparent we were going to know something tonight about what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And obviously, Will Stein's the head coach.
Yeah, usually coaching searches, people, you can easily read through the tea leaves most of the time and about when things are going down or something like that. But I think Matt Jones put out earlier, before all this happened, he was like, I expect it tomorrow, but it could be leaked out tonight. And I was like, okay, yeah, it looks like tomorrow. And then Pete Thamel and Ross Dellinger put it out tonight. And I was like, oh. So it looks like it'll become official tomorrow, but I'm honestly just glad it's wrapped up.
Reminder: the chat is open. We're gonna definitely want to hear from you tonight. Someone said, "What's the scuttlebutt I missed?" Will Stein is now the head coach at Kentucky football, and it's not just scuttlebutt; it is confirmed by ESPN and On3 and 24/7 and CBS and NBC Sports and Kentucky Sports Radio, and you know, whoever you can think of, they've confirmed it. Oregon such and such podcast, whatever they're called. Just name it.
Kentucky Wildcats on SI.
Yeah, me and you spend our day talking to some Oregon people, Oregon fans, Oregon reporters, stuff. They're pretty sad to see him go. Pretty sad to see him go. I think the general thing that I gathered from that, though, was they figured he was leaving for another job, but they were sad to see him go because he is considered by many to be the best offensive coordinator in college football. And that is not just a delusional Kentucky fan saying that. That is generally something that's thought.
And it's not even Oregon people just in general either. Mm-hmm. It's national. People have said it. He's one of the best offensive minds in the sport. Like, you've got tons of that. Like, when national people say it, I tend to believe.
Yeah, me too. And
because because they take the bias out of it.
Yeah, we're all over the place. I mean, everybody's grading this as an A minus, pretty much an A or A minus. No, I'm not. What would you grade it? Let's go this A letter grading scale school. How are you grading this higher? What are you grading it?
A.
I was gonna say A as well. The only reason he doesn't get an A plus is because no head coaching experience, right?
Yeah.
I don't think that's as big of a deal to me or anybody. This is still a home run hire.
Us over at SL, we talked to one of their Locked On people that do their Locked On podcast for Oregon, and he kind of mentioned, like, at the end of the quote we used, it was more so of, like, he doesn't have much head coaching experience, but there's a lot of things that lead you to believe he can be successful in that. So there's a lot of optimism for it. Yeah, I think so. No, we are Facebook. I just shared it. Yeah. 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 Yeah, 'cause yeah, because what does it take to succeed in SEC? I got that scoring. Think about all the teams that are high flying, up tempo. That's Will Stein's offense in a nutshell. Like that's exactly what you needed to inject some energy that's been lost the past 4 years. So it's nice to get that, and like I mean his scheme is pretty nice. Yeah, And I'm not as deep into the football, obviously, the like the formations and stuff, like, you know, really deep into it. But I can tell when an offense is good, and Bill Stein's offense is good. Like, I'm not, like, I like to look at, like, you know, people like what Adam Luckett says, because he's of a football mind, and he, you know, he knows. So him and a lot of the national people know too. So, and it's nice to see that they got the same thoughts that I do. Kind of helps me on it. Yeah. 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 I don't know about it. Yeah, I don't know about all that. Yeah. But it... Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Katana. Yeah, no. Yeah. 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 Yeah, I agree. I mean, he was number one on the board for weeks. And even we were starting to be like, Sumrall was not that realistic. Because we were talking about, like, if we didn't act quick, that Sumrall would take a job like Florida. And, well, yeah, I mean, he took the Florida job. And then Will Stein became the guy. And I'm just glad they got their guy instead of, you know, settling for somebody. I think he stays. I think his offense fits what he wants to do. I think he could do real good in it. I really do. Yeah. Yeah, I've wrote about that when he got hired. I was like, that has to be the first convo. Like, you've gotta, like, as soon as you land, you've gotta obviously speak to the administration, but other than that, like, the first person you gotta see is Cutter Bowling. And you gotta sit down and build a relationship with them and be like, here's what I can offer you. Here's how you can fit in the my system, and like, we can work together on this. Yeah. Has that actually been an early name? I don't know. Oh. Shoot. Oh my gosh. I don't know. I'm not as deep into the coordinators as I am head coaches. I don't. Offensive. I don't know, man. I I don't know, I haven't really thought about offense because I was thinking, like, you know, Will Stein will have enough, you know, 1-2 punch there, but. Oh, okay, yeah. 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 Yeah, because I always, like, I heard somebody mention this today. I don't know if it's right or not, but, I mean, there could be the chance of, like, Will Stein being the 1-2 punch head coach's offensive coordinator because, I mean, or at least hire the coach, but, you know, okay. Well, that's what I want because I was just scared you were getting a situation where your coordinator be stubborn or. Well, good, because, yeah. 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 Yeah, it can. I mean it. Yeah, that's. Yeah. Now remember the extra SEC game coming now. Yeah, remember that. Yeah. Please. Please. I think the permanent opponents are like their kind of off-brand version of it, but it's not the same. It's not the same. Yeah, there's nothing to really go about it. And how you determine the SEC champion is, or championship game is stupid to me. Because I really think that A&M should have been in. I mean, they were ranked 16th. Yeah, stomach 16th. Yeah, they were not good, but they were still 16. So I mean, if you want to go by the paper, then yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. Cam Miller. I want him back. Oh, that would have been. Wait, he can. So he's a junior, right? Okay. I thought he was a senior and like he didn't really, huh? Yeah. Oh my God! Yes, yes. Yeah. No, Kendrick Wallace. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. He's perfect for this. I mean, even Bush would have those couple plays where he was like Kendrick Gall's son a little bit. But, I mean, literally, oh. Yeah. Because I feel like you'll lose a couple of those guys. I just don't know who they'll be. I mean, maybe you bring back one or two, but I don't know how many would come back. Yeah. Yeah, I think what we're shooting for here is if Cutter's back, I think you want to bring back his favorite receivers. So, yeah. 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 They should. Should. Yeah. Yeah, I think they hang out a lot together. So yeah. 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 And me too. I think you get pretty flexible, honestly, because you got a new coach, you got a lot of ideas, you can bring some guys back. I don't think they'll be as heavy on the JUCO as Stoops was talking about. I think he was just finding ways for his system to fit his rough, hard nose kind of, you know how he plays. Like, he just needed guys that have had that experience. But I think you just find guys through the portal mostly. And it'll be interesting how the recruiting shapes out. Because I know Heartline would have done really good in Ohio. So, kind of wondering. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, 'cause it was some national guy that was like, I was like, you don't need to go for like an old man as the head coach when you can go for a young guy and surround him with some old experienced guys around him, which I think is a good way to go. I did too. Yeah. Yeah. What do we think he was three? I thought there was three candidates though. Oh, okay. Cause I feel like, yeah, I feel like Dan Mullen was the kind of guy you like, just call and be like, and I feel like he would just say no. So really, yeah, me too. Yeah, Yeah, Summerall. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that there was an article one day that came out from the Times. I think you sent it to me about Summerall. And then we both read it and we're like, wow. But no, I like his schemes. So let me look at this real quick. There was a tweet. Oh, there it is. Yeah, people forget. Yeah, people tend to think of Liam Cullen for the bad, but yeah, I mean, he was a freaking killer his first year he was here. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I was going to mention this tweet from Jeff Schwartz that kind of added some insight on Stein. It's just cool to see, like, national people perspective on it. He said, for Kentucky fans looking for information on Will Stein's offense and ability to create points, you should look at the last month of Oregon football. He said they were down wide receiver 1, 2, and 4 and a couple O-line injuries, and he adjusted the offense to score points. And he was like, didn't matter if it was in the rain or on the road. It was very controlled, and he kept on scoring. So that's what made me realize, like, oh, this is a really good hire. Because it's like some of the stuff he mentioned, it was like, well, when that happened in Kentucky, it didn't really work out after that. So I'm glad he can adjust and, you know, kind of adapt to it. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's when I was like, it's getting a lot of national praise. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we do. We have to. Yeah, who really was? Yeah. Yeah, because we got it worked out now. Yep. No. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. In all seriousness, I know people joked about it a lot during the season, but he really does deserve a statue or something like that. No, I'm serious. I saw people tweet about it, that he deserves a statue now. I think he does. Yeah, I think he does. I mean, he broke so many records. The 2018 season was probably the best of that. That and the 2021, I mean, 2 10-month seasons, that's never freaking happened. And I mean, it's a great resume, but the last few years, just, I mean, he just got away from what was working. He, you know, complained about NIL, and it just wasn't really what he was built for. Because it's changed a lot since COVID. Yeah. Okay, two of these might be Florida. The Florida Street, and then Florida 2021. And then that third one, I might need a minute. That Missouri one was pretty cool a few years ago. Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty cool. Yeah, I think that moment was cool. But I think if we're going seasons to like counting a whole season, I probably would go okay. I mean, that one Bowden year was freaking that was just a fun overall year, but I mean, yeah, I think those two for sure. It might take me a minute to think of a third, but yeah. 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 Gosh. Yeah. I think my third is probably Austin McGinnis's kick. Yeah. Yep. I picked both of them because both of them meant a lot to me. I think 21 was probably because I was there. Me and you both were there. So, yeah, it was special, man. Yeah. 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 We had that little, I mean, taking a selfie from as high up as we were to everybody rushing the field. Yep. 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 Yeah. It was, we were high up. Ah. I was at a gosh, what's the wrestling company? Oh man. Oh, it wasn't. But it was like, okay. So it's like that, and it's hard to explain cuz it's like that company that like always brings back old wrestlers. But either way, I was at the Sports Center. And once we're watching wrestling, and we had the game on our phone, and we just, luckily it was ending, and we just let out this fat scream. We were all just screaming, and we just ran out the door, like, screaming on the way to the car. It was amazing. And yeah. 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 I feel like that year I was so protective of like Levis, not just Levis, but the whole team. Cause I was like, cause people would be like, they suck. And I'm like, but you don't realize Levis is playing through a really bad injury. And he, yeah. Yeah, I was so protective of that year. Like I was like, y'all don't really understand what he's playing through. No, I knew he had that foot injury. I just didn't know what it was at the time, and I was like, you can tell it's bothering him. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no. It's still Auburn. I mean, yeah. 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 I remember that. Yeah, I remember all those. Every time I hear that, sometimes I don't want to mean to bring this up as like, you know, taking a shot, but I remember like around like 2018, 19, Vince Merrill would be like, we're knocking down the door to Atlanta. Like, oh man. Yeah. Yeah. I just keeps playing in my head every now and then. Well, now it won't, but like, I mean, during the end of the Stoops, I was kind of like, you know, they always stuck their chest out there, and they were like, we got one more door to knock down, Georgia, and yeah, it didn't really work out. Yeah. Yeah. That was close. Yeah. Well, last year, don't forget last year. Ooh. Yeah, I was so. I believed it so much. I was up in the press box and I was shaking. And I couldn't even type at halftime. It was halftime. And I was like, wow. Yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah. Yeah. It was time. It was time. Oh, me too. Me too. I'm excited to actually have a special offensive mind at the helm. And I'm curious to see like who he brings along with him and stuff. So, yeah. Yeah, that was, yeah. Yeah, that was, that's a time where, like, I mean, he was literally the epitome of that offensive line and, like, what it standed for. And it was honestly just never the same after that. I mean, he was literally the heart and soul of that offensive line mindset. Yeah. 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 Zach Ginzer? No, he was, yeah, he was a good, I wish that worked. I've told you this before. He was a good guy. Yeah, he was a good guy. I don't know. I don't know yet. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to be watching a lot of Oregon. Cause unlike basketball, like I can't really get deep into it like you can, you and everybody else can. Like it's, but I trust what everybody says, but also like I'm not stupid. I can watch an offense and see if it's good and fun. But so like, and if he's anywhere like, you know, Josh Heupel, I think we can be in for a special career here. I mean, there's a lot of similarities between the two offenses, I think. Yeah. Man. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's exactly what's gonna happen. And like that's what's got us in the hole the last few years. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what. Yes. Yeah. But you've in the SEC, you can't survive if you don't score. It ain't gonna be like even Georgia can score 40 now. Yeah. Yeah, it's there. Everybody else is great at it for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's wild. Did you see today that he said he was almost ran off the road by Ole Miss fans on the way to the airport? Yeah. I mean, but the fact that they made him drive there and nobody went and got him is kind of weird. Yeah. Because I thought about that. I was like, why did they not do it? There should have been eight police cars around them. Like, yeah, they're crazy. But they're really crazy about, yeah. Nah, yeah, they're crazy. We have some crazy people too, but I mean, that is the whole state. That's the whole state. Nah, that's fine. That's fine. I don't plan to go in there anytime soon. Yeah. Yeah. Kind of like Eagles fans. Yeah. Yeah. I was more caught off guard by the fact that they didn't let him keep Colts in the team. Let him coach the team? They should have, because I don't. Well, now since they already named their new head coach, this argument kind of goes down the drain. But I think they should have. I don't think LSU wasn't the ones that were pushing them. It was Ole Miss that was pushing them out. Wait, what? You're in the playoffs. You're in the playoffs, and you're the coach that got you there. The coach that got you there. I'm gonna laugh if they like lose in the first round. Just cause. I mean, hey, you kick the guy out there. Kick the guy out the door like that. I'm on Lane's side a little bit on that part. I just don't feel like it's right to kick the guy out the door like that when he brought the team. I was for like the part of like I think Lane really wanted to keep coaching his players and get them the title game. I mean, he probably would have, but maybe I drank the Kool-Aid and thought he was an actual coach that got his team to the playoff. I really do. I think they should let him coach. I just don't. It doesn't make sense. Well, they couldn't because I thought they couldn't because Ole Miss was pushing him out already. Yeah, no, it's stupid. It's stupid. Even in men's basketball, it's stupid. Yeah, it's not. We don't need any extra groups. Like we really don't. Just push it back. Yeah. Yeah. It is. It's a wild scene there. And I got to thinking. I was like, you know, I was kind of comparing Oxford to Lexington. I was like, yeah, they're probably like really crazy right now because that's all they have, and Lexington has. You know, a bigger city with more attractions. Now, I'm not saying, you know what I mean? Like, there's more stuff to do. There's nothing to do in Oxford. So that's all they think about. That's probably all they look at because there's nothing else to look at. the OC? I was thinking that during our conversation about, you know, cool, like fun, hot tempo offenses, and I was like, there's starting to be a lot of young head coaches. So what? Go on with what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. You need a young mind. It's time. It's been a wild day. I spent the whole day doing football stuff, and like an hour ago before Pope's show, I was like, I need to get some UNC notes. I need to get like some scouting on them. And yeah, it's been wild. I feel good. Yeah, this will also be their first road game. So, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really? Tuesday? Yeah. I was thinking about normal fans. Cause I was like, everybody has to work, so I guess people don't care. People don't care now. Mm-hmm. Might be so right in Will Stein. I think you do. As long as I make it official, please. I mean, yeah, just make it official by then. And ooh. No, I want him to speak for like a few seconds. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I think that place is going to, the roof's going to come off that place. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. They are not good at 3-point shooting. Just make them shoot. Well, again, there's a lot of similarities with MSU. But I think this time, as long as the defensive effort's better, you'll be okay. I do think getting downhill, I'm worried about them, you know, because they got a lot of athletic guards. So I'm worried about that. And obviously, K.O. Bolson's a friggin' monster. He's a double-double threat, which is crazy to say, because who would have thought he would be averaging 10 rebounds a game? But he is. So one of the best rebounding teams. But I think a lot some gripes that UNC people have had were like, I guess they've struggled with giving up second chance points, and that's where MSU got most of their points in that game last week. So I watched a little bit of it. So yeah, I mean, guarding downhill is going to be tough, but I think as long as you make them shoot and just at least contest this time, you should be okay. And offense, you've got to make shots because they're one of the top 2-point defenses. Yeah. I forgot to mention that. Yeah. See, they kind of have the same issues. So. I think that's the only thing. That's the only thing I can really hang my hat on right now, because I've told you it's hard to trust these games against stinky teams, but that lineup thing has me optimistic. What? Surprise tomorrow night. Let me look. Was this on Twitter? Because I was actually doing some Will Stein stuff during some of the shows. So surprise. Did it involve the injury? Because he was talking about Modi and J Lo. Where is this at? Yeah, I think what he said, well, I forgot the actual word, which might have been what he actually said, because he was talking about J Lo and Modi and the injury. And he said, prize for tomorrow's game. What's that? Let me look. So, because when he said that thing about the injury, he kind of like, okay. Well, yeah, it has to be. I probably did miss whatever he said because I thought it kind of pertained to the injury, and the order has nothing that says surprise, so. Yeah. No. Where is the... Yeah, I do. I'm sorry. I'm still confused. Because you would think I would have saw it by now, but yeah. It's tough because you can't go into St. John's only with one non-conference win. But Gonzaga is the freaking powerhouse, so I would probably say 1-1. Yeah. No. Yeah. It's BB in Nashville. Yeah. Yeah, you do. You haven't seen anything on Twitter about the surprise. So okay. Huh. But he kind of was like, because he said he was going to have like a top secret. Maybe that's where I got confused on it. Because he said something about it's kind of, we're keeping a top secret for, wait, what? Oh, okay. Well, Pope said, I was talking about the injury, he was like, we're going to keep it top secret for tomorrow. Because he didn't know if they could say the actual, if he was out, they were out or not on the radio. And Tom Leach is like, you can. And Pope went on to say, he doesn't think they'll be available tomorrow. And they're making progress. So, yeah. And it's weird to me because Modi hasn't been back to practice yet. So, but J-Lo is doing more and more. Yeah, I'd say so. Because I think he would always... I mean, you got freaking UNC tomorrow. It's not... We're done with these hold them out of the poopy game. Kind of. Yeah. Yeah, we have. Again, it's hard to put stock in the poopy games. Yeah. No. I wouldn't change it at all. It's been looking good. Oh my gosh. I don't know. It would have been moldy. Yeah. I don't know a defensive guy that, because not Brandon Garrison. Yeah. I don't know. I just now thought of that. That's tough, because that would have been moldy. Yeah, that would have been moldy. Yeah, he's gonna. Oh my God! Whoa. I worry that, because he's also gonna stretch the floor, and that's gonna, you know, create space for them to get downhill. Yeah, because they're gonna need to make shots, because they're tough down low. Yeah. Yeah, I want to go back to Seth Trimble for a sec, because he's literally their engine. Like, he's kind of like, I kind of compare him to Jalen Lowe a little bit in terms of the way he makes the offense flow. And because I think a lot of the UNC people are kind of griping about how they've kind of been stagnant on offense lately. And he was kind of the guy that makes them go. Maybe part of that is Michigan State kind of roughing them up a little bit, doing what they did against us. So, but yeah, they're gonna look to run and get out and get to the rim for sure. So we're gonna have to force them to shoot, because they're not good. Yeah, I'd say so too. A couple fastballs have been thrown at me tonight. It's hard to keep up with, because I went to the gym earlier, and I was like off and on my phone, and I got back and I was like, I feel lost, because I wasn't on my phone every second. But yeah, I think going back to basketball and then back to football for a second, I think as long as you, it's going to be hard, but I think as long as you keep up with them, I think you'll be fine. And you please just keep them out of the paint, because that's where their bread and butter comes from. And Caleb Wilson's going to be hard to stop. I mean, literally, he's one of the top freshmen, so. Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of the defense boils down to effort, and I'm more worried about the effort or the defense than I'm offense. Yeah, it's done good. Yeah. Please, please, because we need it. We need it bad, because you only got two more chances after this for a non-con. Please. Yeah, that was fun. Son, big day, and glad it's kind of wrapped up. Yeah, shoot. Oh. God, it should be fun, man. It's just nice to have a fresh face. Yeah, I don't know about that surprise, but I'd guess that's what it is, if that's what you're saying, yeah. Yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah, that should be fun. We'll be right back.